Public schools are required to serve students from all kinds of families, regardless of race, income, or what language they speak. But schools in Orleans Parish haven't always done a good job of serving students from immigrant families, especially families still learning English. After parents complained in 2013, the federal government started monitoring the situation. But parents say they're still dealing with widespread issues. As Jess Clark reports, now they're taking matters into their own hands.
Two Orleans Parish moms have just arrived at the headquarters of Nuestra Voz, or Our Voice. The group organizes parents, especially immigrant parents, to improve education in the city. The moms pull their chairs into a circle, pass around a bag of dried mango, and start talking with the organizer.
Creo que si ellos tuvieran más,
That's one of the moms who we're calling M. She asked us only to use her first initial because of her immigration status. She says the schools need to hire more interpreters for parents. M's daughter attends a charter school called Encore Academy. The school has around 80 students who are learning English, called English Language Learners, or ELLs. But M says she only knows one staff member who speaks Spanish, the school's secretary.
Yo sé que la secretaria está ahí. Pero las veces que yo...
I know that the secretary is there, Em says. But there are times that I've gone to the school and she tells me that she's already very busy.
Y está muy ocupada.
Encore says actually they have two teachers who interpret for parents in addition to the secretary. But Em says she's never been offered their services. And she says written communication with the school is tough too. While many notes come home translated for her into Spanish, they still sometimes come in English. Now, she's one of many parents telling her story as part of a study. It's being done by Nuestra Voz. Chris Logan is an organizer.
A lot of our migrant families don't feel welcome into offices. They don't feel like they're particularly cared for and intentionally reached out to be engaged in their child's education process.
The thing is, schools are required to reach out to immigrant parents under federal civil rights and education laws. That means providing trained interpreters and translating important documents like report cards and special education plans. Schools in Orleans Parish have gotten in trouble before for not following these laws. Back in 2013, parents complained the schools weren't interpreting for them or translating documents from English to Spanish and Vietnamese. The district came up with a plan to fix that, and NOLA Public Schools says it's been successful. But parents and organizers say schools are still falling short and that it has real consequences. In Orleans Parish, just 35% of ELL students graduate on time. Victor Jones is an attorney for the Southern Poverty Law Center, which represented immigrant parents in the 2013 federal complaint.
It's in large part because of the decentralization of the public school system.
Graduation rates and test scores are low for ELL students across the state. But Jones says in Orleans Parish, the problem partly has to do with the charter system. In traditional school systems, the district's central office is responsible for making sure schools serve immigrant families. But in Orleans Parish, each charter school has to create its own language access program and find its own resources. And Jones says that leaves a lot of room for responsibilities to fall through the cracks.
We're now having to find and make sure that 70-plus schools in the city are individually now abiding by state and federal laws.
NOLA Public Schools says it monitors charters to make sure they're following the laws. But parents and organizers say that oversight isn't working. So they're doing their own. They're collecting stories from parents like M and conducting a survey of language services at 70 charter schools. Laura Venegas-Mendoza is with Nuestra Voz and helps survey the schools. She says some school leaders didn't even know about certain federal requirements, like that they have to provide enrollment information in multiple languages or get professional interpreters for parent meetings.
Sometimes they were like, am I supposed to? And we were like, oh, you are definitely supposed to.
M says her experience in Orleans Parish has left her frustrated. She says, we think that in coming here to the United States, everything will be better, that education is better, and that it will be enough to put our kids in school. But it isn't so. But, Em says, that's why she's participating in the study. Nuestra Voz plans to release their results and recommendations this spring. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.